Some 18 fishermen from the Calico community were recently presented with fishpot wires and other supplies to enhance their capacity to ply their trade. The parliamentary representative for the area, Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Camilo Gonsalves, was among those in attendance at the short ceremony hosted by the Fisheries Division in the Ministry of Agriculture. In his remarks, Minister Gonsalves spoke of the tremendous potential for fisheries here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
But when we look at the amount of fish that was landed 5 years ago and 7 years ago and compared to the amount of fish landing now, it's more than double. When we look at the amount of money that is derived from fishing 5 years ago and 10 years ago, it's more than double. And we know that with players like here in Rainforest, the players in Oya, the players in Bekwe, and new players coming on, there is a larger and larger market for you to sell your products. And so the constraint is not going to be, I wonder if I can get it sell. Because there will be somebody to buy it. The constraint will be how much you can catch and the price that you want to call for your products. It wasn't too long ago when you'd be driving up here in lobster season and you would see fisher folk flagging you down on the roadside with lobster in their hand. Then we get some, you know, and the price falling. You know that. But now, there's somebody over there who will buy them for you. There's somebody in Bekwe. There's somebody in Oya. And of course, there's the general public who always buy your products. So we want to help you to grow.
Minister Gonsalves also spoke of initiatives being rolled out to assist the local fisherfolk in enhancing their capacity to earn more from the industry.
Minister Caesar has also made an arrangement, as you know, with the KCCU, where if you want a boat, if you want to borrow money to get a new boat, the government essentially will put down the down payment for you. So 20% of the money going to the boat, the government will provide. And then you and the KCCU can borrow money without you having to put down a lot of money up front to get boats. We have also gone to Venezuela. And we have made arrangements with Venezuela that they too are going to provide money to help to expand fisheries in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And to provide training for people who want to graduate from fishing on a pirogue to fishing on a larger vessel. And that training is going to come over the course of the next few months as well. All of these things are because the government is betting big on fishing and on fisher folk in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
That was the parliamentary representative for the Calico area, Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Camilo Gonsalves. And Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, Soboto Caesar, spoke of the importance of the Argyle International Airport in the development of the local fishery sector.
If there was a time in history that you want to be a fisherman, that time is now. When we opened the Argyle International Airport, what we did was to open a list of opportunities. And when Argyle was open, it was not only about the tourists coming here to enjoy our beaches, but also for persons who are involved in fisheries to be able to have direct air access to many international markets. Because of that, the government embarked on a program to lease the fisheries facilities, and we advertised them. Persons applied. We were able to lease Oya, Kealakekua, Bekwe, Union Island, Kingstown, and Barrelly. And currently, we are working on a program called the VEEP. The Minister of Finance is working very hard on it to ensure that we get some monies to upgrade all of these facilities.
That was Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, Soboto Caesar. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's special report.